Well, hey, hey, hey. I am Brad to the Bone. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl. Right here on Killer Radio or on a podcast at a later time. Brad's Vinyl is an eclectic collection of my vinyl LPs. From classic rock to acid rock, progressive rock, new wave, new age, punk, rockabilly, mood music, electronic music, you name it. I've got it ranging from the 70s and 80s. As I burn them to digital and let you enjoy them out there on my radio show, Brad's Vinyl. Brad's Vinyl. Crooning in the background, Ozzy Osbourne. Yeah, Ozzy Osbourne. We're going to be featuring their second studio LP, Black Sabbath Paranoid. That's right, the English metal band Black Sabbath, released in September of 1970. Gosh, 30, 40, 45 years ago? Black Sabbath Paranoid. This is a classic LP, typical of signature songs for Black Sabbath, including Iron Man and War Pigs, and Paranoid, of course. Yeah, Black Sabbath. What a classic band. Black Sabbath made up of Tony Iommi on guitar and flute. Their bass guitar, Geezer Butler. Drums, Bill Ward, and of course, Ozzy Osbourne on vocals. Yeah. Real metal rock and roll classic, a classic LP from the Lost Times of 1970. Some of you out there listening may not have even known that Ozzy Osbourne was in a band in the past called Black Sabbath, but hey, you know, millennials. And again, this was their second album, their second studio LP ever recorded. I think some of their finest material ever, of course, on Paranoid. And political of their opening track, in fact, War Pigs. War Pigs being an anti-war song about the war machine, the political war machine of the United States, which continues to roll on to this very day. Yep, we have a choice of voting for a warmonger in the upcoming election tomorrow, or an unknown who says stupid things. All right, enough of the politics. Anyways, we're all music lovers. Let's get into side A of Black Sabbath Paranoid.
Masses, evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction, in the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning, death and hatred to mankind.
poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
This world stops turning, ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power, and as God has struck the hour, day of judgment, God is calling. On the knees the war pigs crawling, begging mercies for the sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
I am Iron Man. What a classic LP out of 1970. That was side A, right here on Brad's Vinyl, of Paranoid. Paranoid by Black Sabbath. Black Sabbath, one of the all-time best heavy metal bands in the universe, as far as I'm concerned. And, oh my God, I'm learning so much, you know, just by reading online Wikipedia about Iron Man and War Pigs and all those classic pieces of art on side one. Starting out with War Pigs, moving into Paranoid, that's the title of the LP, and then moving into Planet Caravan, and finishing up with Iron Man on those first four tracks there. War Pigs, they're a political song, of course, with lyrics like generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Satan worship? I don't know. Equating war and generals with Satan. War is the big Satan, actually. I think they were discussing that. Said their lyricist, Geezer Butler. So, and that's all on Wikipedia. Fascinating stuff. And it was originally actually called Walpurgis. I think that's Latin. And that deals with the witches' Sabbath. Walpurgis is like a Christmas for Satanists. according to Geezer Butler, war was the big ultimate Satan, according to Geezer, who wrote these lyrics. So, yeah, ooh, chills down the spine, Satanist. Anyway, the feature cover, the picture on the album is a kind of a blurry picture of a guy wielding a sword in a pig suit. And they originally wanted to call this LP War Pigs, in fact, but due to, I guess, the beginning of early political correctness, which has gone crazy in this fucking nation now, the political correctness of the studios and the producers, they said, oh, War Pigs is a little controversial, you know, with Vietnam stepping up in 1970. So let's how about Paranoid? Let's just call it Paranoid. So they titled the LP Paranoid. Anyways, that was War Pigs. And then Paranoid, a piece. What about Paranoid? Paranoid was actually released as a single, and it got some airplay as a single. It actually made number one in ranking, but not until like 2006 on VH1's 40 Greatest Heavy Metal Songs. It made number one on that. How about that? When it was first released earlier back in the 70s, actually in 1976, it made number 41 in the all-time top 100 singles for the UK. That's an NME's publication. Paranoid. Yeah, it was, again, it was used as a name of the LP also, and surprisingly, the word paranoid actually never appears anywhere in the lyrics. So how about that? Then, Planet Caravan. Oh, yeah, there's a spacey one. Planet Caravan is kind of their acid rock piece on that side. It's very psychedelic and spacey and slow-moving and mysterious. And it's a story. Geezer, the lyricist, Geezer Butler wrote it. He says the meaning is about floating in the universe with your lover. Probably while high, I'm sure. Very high. That came out as a single as well. I don't know how it charted in 20s or something on the U.S. billboards. And somewhere up in the 20s. So, yeah, Planet Caravan, fun one. And then finishing up with the classic Iron Man. Yeah, everybody's heard Iron Man. In fact, it's been redone by several bands as well as appeared in movies, you know. Oh, gosh, was School of Rock, even the guy that was teaching the guitarist how to play guitar, and he had him play a few riffs of the opening of Iron Man, as well as Smoke on the Water by Deep Purple. So, Iron Man is a story about a block, and that's English slang for a man, the English block. This English block travels to the future, and he sees the apocalypse, and then he returns to the present. But upon returning to the present, he's turned into steel by a big magnetic field. That's in the lyrics. He was turned to steel by a great magnetic field, you know, and so on. And becomes this Iron Man, unable to communicate and warn the people. He's mute. He can't warn anybody of what's going on in the future and its impending destruction, and he tries to communicate. He's ignored. He's mocked, and he becomes angry, and then he drives his revenge on mankind, thus actually self-fulfilling prophecy, causing the destruction actually that he saw in his vision. How about that? Very interesting. Very creative, these bands were. And that's Iron Man. So yeah, Iron Man. There's a Marvel comic out there. I'd have to throw this in too. There's actually zero relation to the Marvel comic Iron Man that was popular back in. Well, actually, I think the Marvel comic Iron Man came out before this song was written. But there's virtually no relation whatsoever. So Ozzy Osbourne on vocals, Tony Iommi lead guitar, bass guitar Geezer Butler, and your drummer Bill Ward. And that was Side A of Paranoid by Black Sabbath. So let's get into Side B right here on Brad's Vinyl of Black Sabbath's Paranoid.
Stop. wanna do. Time's caught up with you. Now you wait your turn. You know there's no return. Burn.
starts spinning round. You fall down to the ground. Feel your body heave. Death and starts to weave.
Sharon! Sharon! Where's my recorder? Oh, I'm Brad of the Bone. I'm babbling here about a TV show some of you may have seen called The Osbournes. Hilarious reality show, The Osbournes, in their neighborhood where they lived. Oh, man, that was a long time ago. All I remember is Ozzy throwing a turkey over the fence at the neighbors or something. There was numerous cool shit going on in that show, The Osbournes. But I diverge here away from my, with my ADD. What are we doing? Paranoid. We're with Brad to the Bone here. I am Brad to the Bone. Today I am, at least. And you're listening to Brad's Vinyl, an eclectic collection of my LPs, old LPs, new LPs, 1970s and 80s. And sorry about the pops and ticks, but that's what you get when you have old vinyl. And classic stuff like this, including Black Sabbath's 1970 Paranoid LP, finishing up side two. That's right. Starting out with Electric Funeral, moving into Hand of Doom, then Rat Salad, and finishing up with Fairies Wear Boots. Fairies Wear Boots. Electric Funeral played in a minor key. Again, my favorite key, the minor key, with lyrics like Radiation Minds Decay. Wild guitar on there, too. Starts out slow in a minor key and then kind of moves a little faster with some wild guitar going on. And it got some real rare, I don't know if it got any airplay. Heck, Electric Funeral. I like it. Hand of Doom, the next song on side B. It's a story about drug addiction, of course, and we this album, of course, being in 1970, Vietnam was a big thing. Again, we talked about that already. And Hand of Doom is a song dedicated to discussing the issues that soldiers had arriving back in England from the Vietnam War with severe drug addictions, wanting to escape reality about what they saw and what they had to do in Vietnam. And it talks about the atrocities of taking drugs, only having the drugs catch up to you and slowly destroy them from inside, with lyrics like, what you gonna do, time's caught up with you, you know there's no return, push the needle in. Ugh. I don't know how anybody could do something like that to their body. That's yeah, that's heavy shit there. That'll kill you for sure. So, Rat Salad, a fun instrumental, and that instrumental includes a drum solo, nice drum solo, Bill Ward drum solo, on Rat Salad, and Rat Salad came from it was kind of created when the band, having to play 8 3/4 hour spots, each night in Europe. Earlier in their career, Bill Ward would fill out an extra 45 minutes doing just a drum solo to get rid of that 45 minutes. That's what he says, at least, according to Wiki. And the title, who knows? He says, I don't have any idea where the title came from, Rat Salad. So, anyways, and then Rat Salad, finishing up with Fairies Wear Boots on side B. And that's that the band actually encountered. Geezer wrote that. He says that was inspired when the band encountered a group of skinheads. And they called them the Fairies in Boots. So I don't know. Maybe they got in a fight with the skinheads. I really don't know many more details about that. And again, you can find out more about Black Sabbath, of course, from Wiki, which is what I'm doing. And I hope you enjoyed our show today. I have nothing more to say about this outstanding, greatest, one of the greatest LPs of all time, Black Sabbath Paranoid, out of September 1970. Thanks for listening. I'm Brad of the Bone, and you just finished up Brad's Vinyl. Thanks again.